Connecting with Your Ancestors. Written by Monique Joyner Shedlack. Narrated by Nemkam Naveri. Introduction. Various forms of ancestral communication and worship have been vital, integral parts of many great cultures and religions. Wherever you may be from, chances are your ancestors practiced some form of ancestral communication. From the Gaelic Celts, who celebrate Samhain, to the Mexican Dia de Muertos, forms of ancestor worship have massively influenced modern culture. Ancestral communication can be traced back to mankind's earliest people because as long as there has been the concept of an afterlife, we have prayed to those sent there. Nearly every great culture had some form of ancestral communication. The ancient Greeks would create small shrines in their home to honor the dead. Ancient Chinese emperors would hold massive festivals to worship their ancestors. Also, every pre-Columbian civilization in the Americas practiced worshiping and presenting offerings to their dead. Of course, you may ask, but all of those cultures are long gone. Why do we not practice ancestral communication anymore? Well, you will be happy to know many modern cultures do still practice ancestral communication in one form or another. Anyone familiar with Catholicism, Anglicanism, or Eastern Orthodoxy may know of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, which, in the Western Church, are observed every November 1st and 2nd, respectively, right after Halloween. In Korea, they practice a few ceremonies called Jesa. Typically, these ceremonies are performed on the anniversary of an ancestor's death. In addition to services performed on a specific anniversary, there are also ancestral rites held on the 10th lunar month and tea ceremonies held four times a year on significant anniversaries. It is safe to say that Korean ancestors get a lot of love. Aside from established religion, most of us have performed some kind of ancestral worship before. It may have been visiting the grave of a deceased family member and placing some flowers for them, or having a row of pictures on your mantelpiece. Regardless of how you decide to honor your ancestors, they are there and they appreciate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?